Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of A Live Without Limits. Today's show is called Getting Momentum on Your Side. And one of the reasons that I want to talk about momentum is because today we still have high unemployment and people are still looking to the government to solve their problems and for companies to create an opportunity for them in the workforce where they can trade hours for dollars, instead of changing their mindset and thinking about how they can create an opportunity for yourself. So that's why today's show is called Getting Momentum on Your Side. If you want to roll a snowball downhill, it just requires a few simple steps. First, you get started. Nothing happens until you get started. Then you roll a piddly little snowball and push it. It gets bigger. You push it again. It gets bigger still. You repeat this sequence until suddenly the snowball is big enough to benefit from its own momentum, and it starts rolling and getting bigger by itself. That's how success works in real life. Now, whatever is in your way, you're stronger than it, you're tougher than it, and you're better than it. You're going to beat it. So, think about all the things that you can do that can help you build and grow a business on your own and how you can gain momentum. So you can see the truth about momentum is that it takes some time to build, especially to the level we all desire. An analogy, if you will, on your journey to success, you will be like the young college student that treks off to Europe to find themselves. Instead of traversing through museums and sleeping in hostels, you'll be making your way through the only slightly less romantic hallways of identifying a big idea, discovering your optimal selling strategy, building a web presence, finding your optimal way to communicate with prospects and clients, and implementing prospect and customer follow-up sequences. You will keep searching to find yourself, your voice, your idea, and your way to add value to the world. You will stumble back into the self-improvement hostel late at night, perhaps after too much cheap wine, and you'll bump into the kernel of a big idea sitting in the common room. At first, the meeting might be awkward. Could this really be it? You'll think. It seems so simple. You traveled all this way and suffered all this heartache to discover that this was your big idea all along. Though your big idea might now seem so obvious, it will be what you know you must follow. You'll commit to it. And like the prodigal son, you'll return home realizing the acres of diamonds that were beneath your feet all along. But you'll also have momentum on your side. All these lemons, all these lessons you learned about yourself while out on your own, struggling, fighting, loving, testing, exploring, experimenting, failing, and learning will all come to a head. All of these lessons, all of these things that you've discovered, all of this new you that you have found will align perfectly. And you'll have your big breakthrough, but only after your journey has gone through some depths. So the truth about momentum is that it can take a while to build. In fact, the momentum you build up on one project can be completely wiped out when you realize, this is not me. This is not where I want to be going. I have to start all over again. That said, what you learned in your first attempt lends to greater momentum in your second attempt. That's what we need when we say fail forward fast. Get going. Learn from your mistakes. Cancel a project if it's not right, because the next one you start, the right one for you, will start fast because you've already started something before. So go, my friends. Go out there and find yourself. Learn from everything, both good and bad. Then come home, writing your momentum, and the breakthroughs will be yours. And when you do have yours, please share them. Post them on your website or your Facebook page or the community wall in the virtual mastermind forum. Share them and spread the momentum and energy around. Sharing what you've learned on your travels with other like-minded value adders and showing them that, yes, it can be done. In these actions that make is what makes you special. And think about it, because simple reason for so many of us, we don't realize that there is momentum in the things that you do. Let me go back and I'm going to use the entertainment field as an example, because for so many of us, we tend to look at the people on the screen, and we don't realize that they're in a business. And many of them, they are an entrepreneur. And why are they entrepreneurs? Because years ago, when the studio system was in place, many of the actors had contracts with the studios, and the studios trained them and taught them how to react in different situations. And then they put them in movies, and they built up and supported the actor and built up their reputation. Today, an actor is an entrepreneur because guess what? They have to go out and get the jobs themselves. Yes, they have to have the talent, but to get the talent, they have to have some type of training. Not until they have had their first job or their first opportunity in a show do they gain the experience and the body of work that can help them gain momentum in other avenues as well. And for many entertainers and actors, working on soap operas was the way that they got training, because, you know, I mean, it's like you have a script that you work with on a daily basis. And when you're given that script, and years ago, and this has also changed too, but years ago, they used to block out shows every day, and they would pre-tape about 2 weeks ahead. Today, they can tape up to 4 to 5 weeks ahead, because instead of blocking out shows, what they do is the actors get their scripts that they work with, they do their scenes, and then all the different scenes are all spliced together to make one show. And at one time, in the heyday of the soap operas, and the fact that you didn't have all the television stations and the competition that you had today, people had no choice but to watch the soap operas. So their ratings were high. And the higher their rating, the more money they were able to get in advertising. And then for the primetime shows, what happened was that you had a genre that basically funded that, the primetime shows. And then eventually you started seeing where primetime shows started getting really good, and people would, and they would, instead of just staying on for maybe 5 years, they started going on for 10 years, for 11 years, for 12 years. They built up their reputation. They got the advertising dollars, and more and more people were working during the day, so that you, because the genre, the soap opera genre, depended on the woman who was home taking care of the family, And during the day, they would watch TV while the children were in school. So what did they do? They watched the soap opera. And they got hooked into it because the way the writing was done, that they developed the characters, that you got into the characters, and you really bought into the storyline, and you saw this as a reality TV. And you could relive your life through these actors. And they were given lines on how to solve a problem. Whereas in reality, we got to figure out how we're going to do that for ourselves. So the soap opera has changed. Well, now what's happening is that for many people, they look at the soap opera as the opportunity to gain the experience to go on to do better things. Because it's no longer, whereas years ago when you left one soap opera, you could go to another, you could actually make a career out of working in the soap opera industry. You have some actors and actresses that spent their whole career on one soap opera. Or if they didn't, they would go from one soap opera to another soap opera to another soap opera. And at one time, you had as many as 12 soap operas on the air in any given day. And today, you have only 4 soap operas, and their budgets are so much smaller. And it costs $50 million a year to make a soap opera, to be able to give you the quality that you're used to giving. But when you look at the writers today, whereas previously they used to develop the characters, the storylines are more plot-driven, and they're having to cut the salaries of those that have experience, because for anyone who comes on as a day player in a soap opera, they can easily make $1,000 a day just for one day's work. And I've noticed that you can see a lot of them have already started pre-planning what they're going to do, because they have no idea today, because of with all the competition and the fact that daytime has changed and the ratings are not what they used to be, that they don't know from year to year whether or not their show is going to be on. Because if they're renewed, they're not renewed on a long-term basis. They're only renewed on a year-to-year basis. So if the parent company decides that they don't want to put any effort into keeping this expensive program on, then you've got a bunch of people who were used to working in this industry that are going to have to figure out how they're going to go out there and create a career for themselves. Well, you know, the fact of the matter is, as entrepreneurs, they have their PR people. They have their management people to go get them the audition to send them on. They also have other avenues that they could look at. But many of them, what they would do and think about is, how can I invest my money into a business that's going to be bringing me in the income that I, so that I can live the lifestyle that I'm used to living based on the income that I have coming in today. And I've noticed that some of them are investing in restaurants that are franchises, because they know that that business is going to be around for a while. And what they're doing is they're also using their celebrity status to promote the business they're in, especially if they're in multi-level or net relationship marketing businesses. Because guess what? If I'm an entertainer and I have 1 million people following me, guess what? I can easily get 10 or 15 people that will follow me into the company that I'm in that are going to find it just as useful for them that I found it to be for me, and we're going to help them, and we're going to use my celebrity status to help them build their team. And guess what? I've just replaced my income from my contract, and then guess what? What I choose to do, what I want to do and go the way I want to do. And a lot of actors and actresses, many of them want to go into other avenues of entertainment. So they got to look for ways that they can get their training and their experience. And the fact that they've been in front of the camera and they understand what it is to work as an actor, and if they decide to become a director or a producer, they have an understanding of how to work with that actor and that actress to get the best quality of work, because they have the experience of doing that themselves. And, you know, it's just a matter of understanding how that what they've done is they had the job that gave them the celebrity status by doing what they were doing, and then they took that and they built that into a momentum of a business that could snowball them, so that if they chose to stay working for the same show, they could do so. And you've seen some that have either started on either daytime soap operas or even nighttime shows that they only stayed there 3 or 4 years, and because their character or their name, which is their brand, guess what that did for them? That puts them in a position where they can go out there and be the producers, and they can draw the projects to them that they want to do, and they can be selective. And then they can get a percentage of the back end when it sells in the movie theaters, or when it goes overseas or international, or goes on the internet. Because remember, today there's multiple streams of income that you can do one project and market it in 100 different ways just by utilizing the tools available to you. And if I'm a celebrity and I've gotten into a network marketing program, and I know that people will want to hear me, and I can motivate them, then I can learn how to do webinars. And when I learn how to do webinars, then and I promote it, people are going to come. And the more people that come, or the more their friends come, then the more opportunity I have to build my income. And, you know, if I'm used to a certain lifestyle and I want to continue to live that lifestyle, then guess what? I'm going to figure out a way that I can do what I truly want to do and have the time off that I want with my family and enjoy and help them. You know, what I'm trying to say is when you have young children, the more involved in their life is, the more you take part in their activities, then you're gaining a respect and a love from them that will last you for a long time in that relationship. So, if I'm an actor and I'm a soap opera and they're telling me I have to work so many days, so many hours, and for a certain amount of money, but then they want to change that and say, we still want you to work the same number of hours, but we're going to cut your pay because we don't have the budget. But I have built up an alternative income that equals or surpasses what they're now offering me, then I can choose to do what I want to do. I don't have to continue to let them dictate to me that what time I have to be there, or what time I can leave, or what I can, or give me a script that I don't really enjoy doing anymore. So, and you know, you can see it in their faces, in their body language, where they're on screen, because you know, what happens is, if you've ever seen how a show is done, they have sets all over the place, and they have cameras trained up, and the camera could look at it and make it look more sexual and more sensual than it really is in reality. Because if you figure that they have to hit a certain mark, they have to look a certain way, they, you know, it's not as sexy as it seems on screen. So how do you create that illusion? So, you know, it's a talent to be able to do all those things and put them all together and be able to do what you enjoy doing. And in today's environment, in today's workplace, we have choices, and technology has changed how we do it. And now I'm going to tell you a little bit about what I do as a professional speaker. Years ago, for a speaker, it meant putting out a media kit, going out and getting jobs with companies where I would go in and do short presentations or keynotes and get paid on it. Well, and then I need to be able to publish a book. Well, most of that, I'm paying other people to get me the opportunities and the experience that I need so that I can increase my income. But today, with the internet and technology, I can put up a website in a matter of hours and have all my information on it. And if any changes happen, then I am able to make those changes immediately. But when you do brochures and you change something, then you have to throw out all those brochures that you already paid for. Then you're going to have new brochures made up, and you got to go and let people know. And it takes time. And then to get people to sign up for your seminars, you got to do multiple mailing. Whereas today, you can go on your website, and you can make those changes immediately. And you can do free teleseminars or free webinars to promote your programs. And in that process, there's so many ways that you can do it where you're actually cutting your expenses and your overhead. So technology has made things a lot easier and made us a mobile economy and made business easier. It's just an understanding that now companies don't pay you by the hour. They pay per project. And if you want to be paid per project, you have to be able to think like an entrepreneur. You have to learn to think outside of the box of how you're going to create an opportunity for yourself. Companies, years ago, if they needed more people, they would have to pay more money up front by renting more space. Well, you know, today, all they have to do is they can have a small office, they can have 100 employees, they can have those employees working from home, they can have supervisors that work for them, and all they have to do is have software installed on the computer where they can technically reprogram calls to go into whoever they want them to go to and have that person trained on how to deal with those clients. So, you know, it's a matter of understanding that everything changes, everything advances, and how are you going to change and make an opportunity for yourself, and how are you going to create the momentum that's going to help you grow and build your income and be able to change and live the lifestyle that you truly want to live. It's just a matter of understanding how to adapt and to find what it is that you truly have a passion for. Because every affiliate marketing company, every multi-level marketing company, they all fill a niche that's out there in their specific field. So if there is something that you truly want to do and learn how to do, and something that you already have a passion for, then there is a company that you can join and you can build up your income while you are working on the job that pays you hourly. Because today, no job that pays you hourly is guaranteed. And if you're waiting for the presidential election where they're going to go out and create the job for you, which is, and I know a lot of people have said bad things about Romney and what he did back in the 90s when he cut positions, but it's not like he wasn't doing anything that wasn't common practice, because his company was in business during the era that companies were merging, and when they were merging, they had more people than they needed doing the same job, so they had to do buyout packages because it of the Y2K when we were moving from the 20th century into the 21st century, and we were starting to build on the use of computers, and people started being afraid that all their computers would crash. But you had consultants that went out there that understood how the software and the technology that they were creating a business out of helping you to transition your computers from the 20th century to the 21st century. There was the dot-com era where it was an inflation of the value of what a business would work. Today, you've seen that happen with Facebook, that everyone kept saying this was a billion-dollar business, and yet once they had the initial public offering, yes, the price was high, but yes, it's consistently gone down. And why has it consistently gone down? Simple reason. He understands how to have when people are on his website, through their computers, they can set up advertising, but he hasn't figured out yet how to create that app that you could put on your smartphone and be able to do the same thing that you do from your computer. The thing is, in the next few years, he will be able to figure it out, and once he's able to do that, the value of the company is going to go up again because the revenue will go up. So everything is all tied together if you just understand how to harness it and how to build on it. And if you realize that what you're seeing when you're watching the entertainment people business is that these are people that have figured out how to do it, because while they had a contract to be on a show, they figured out what they needed to do to go create multiple streams of income for themselves, so that when they decided they were ready to leave, or as you can see in the soap opera genre, when the show gets canceled, they don't have to worry about where they are and whether or not they're going to continue living the lifestyle that they're used to living. So what we need to do is help you, and what we can do at Career Performance Institute is help you put together a strategy of and help you find out what it is that you have a passion for and how you can put together a strategy that can help you increase your income and get involved with companies where you're an affiliate or an associate and build a team of people that can help you get to the position of where you truly want to be with your business, with your opportunity, and help you build the income so that you can live the lifestyle that you truly want to live. And that website that you can go to is the number one, CareerPointCareerPerformanceInstitute.com, and you can sign up for both individual and group coaching, where we can work with you and help you to find your passion and generate the income that you truly want to have so that you can live the lifestyle that you truly want to live in the future and not depend on someone else giving you the job to live the lifestyle that they choose for you to live.